हेलो
हेलो,
हेलो
यस मैम। हेलो,
हूज कॉलिंग?
यस, दिस इज अनीता कॉलिंग फ्रॉम कस्टमर सपोर्ट।
फॉर न्यू टेक?
न्यू
फॉर व्हाट
टेक,
कंपनी? यस, न्यू टेक.
We're a third-party call center, man. We work with multiple companies. It could have been maybe a 14-day trial item that you had.
No, it was an item that was supposed to be a reward for filling out a survey, and I paid for the shipping, but then they charged my bank account $130. And so I am sending these items back, and I want the charges reversed because it wasn't anything I agreed to pay for. Can you send me a return label so I can send it back to them, or do I just write return to sender?
Can I have your zip code?
84604.
1st and last name.
Lurinda Ogden. Laurinda Ogden, Ogden.
For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
Verify my what?
Shipping address.
1432 Springdale Drive, Provo, Utah.
Looks as though that you purchased the item back on February 28th for $5.97.
Right. And it came in, two items came in one package. They were both $5.97. So it ended up being 11 something. 11, see, there was a shipping thing. So the total was 11.94. Because it was 5.97 for the watch and 5.97 for the earpods. And then they charged me for it, so like I said, $69.97 and $59.97, which came to my bank in two different billings, as if it was from two different companies, and yet the package came with those items together. One was called NewTek, and the other company was called Bisharp. And you probably are the third-party call center for both, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, I've been dealing with my bank. It was my bank that called me and said, "I think you've had a fraudulent charge." And I said, "Yes, that's right. I did not agree to either of those. So I'm sending the items back. I just need to know, do I just send it to this Hype Gadgets in California address, or do I send it back to Nevada where both these fake companies are located?"
Okay. So on the 28th, you purchased the Hype Watch, which is an all-in-one device you use to monitor and track your heart rate as well as your blood pressure. You did agree to the terms and conditions and also enrolled yourself in the 14-day trial. So 14 days later, after the trial, that is when they billed you the retail amount of the product. But it looks as though you were never charged because, like you stated, you contacted your bank and they said it was fraudulent charges.
Yeah, they said it
Now,
was fraudulent charge.
the retail amount of the product is only $59.97, and you will only be charged at one time. If you want, we can discount that price by 50% and allow you only to keep that at about a 30% rate.
I don't want either item, not at that price. So, I'm returning them. I just need you to tell me who do I return them to. It makes me angry. I don't care if it was $2. I would not purchase these when they did it under fraudulent circumstances, when they claimed that it was just a 5.97, and then they end up charging me $70 and $60. So I don't even want them. Who do I send them to?
105.
1 moment. 105
Sarah Way, S E R R A.
Sarah Way?
Yes.
Okay. What
That's
city?
Pound 264. I'm sorry, pound. It's not 264.
Say it again. Pound as in the pound symbol?
Yes, ma'am. Pound 179.
Pound 179.
Milpitas. Milpitas. That's in California.
Milpitas.
Mm-hmm.
California. And a zip code?
95035.
All right, 105 Sarah Way, pound symbol 179, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Okay, I will return it. Thank you very much. Let them know it's coming.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.